way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello, and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph Harlan and Carol Ann. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, it's going to be a real nice show for everybody. It's we're trying to make it zen, kind of lower the energy a little bit, just kind of create a mood, create an ambiance, create a tone for this podcast, and, you know, take it in a little bit of a more spiritual direction.
Yes.
And I think everybody right now could really use that. I think it's important in these turbulent times. We're battling in a, you know, pandemic still, and I think it's really important that people just try and think about the good stuff.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Let it out.
Deep breath. Let it out slowly.
Right.
And then do it again.
Keep breathing.
Breathing is good.
That's really the theme of today's show, is to keep breathing. And I think it's something that I think everybody wants to. I think everybody.
I think most people
should,
want
yeah.
to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that people wake up most of the time and say, "I hope I don't breathe today."
No.
No. And that would be a terrible thing. Because
you gotta breathe.
Yeah. So, what do you got first there, hun? Can we stop?
I can't even do it anymore.
Dumb. Whoa. If you stuck with us through that first minute and a half there, thank you. Good God.
Ooh, I could never do that.
Ooh.
I don't even know how a yoga teacher does that.
Oh, God. They take Xanax or something. That's how.
Whew.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No. Not now, not ever.
No. Mm-mm. I can't meditate. I tried it once. I have an app on my phone. I tried to do it recently while I was outside walking.
Yeah?
And, yeah.
Well, I think...
Even like 10 minutes of... I was right. It wasn't a true meditation.
I was going to say, how can you really meditate when you're outside
and
walking?
But I was listening to a meditation. I was trying to get zen while I walked.
Gotcha.
Speaking of walking, I've been wimping out lately.
Yes, you have.
Yes, and... This morning I went out and...
not going to call you out on it, but...
No, I call myself out
right
now.
You haven't been giving it your best.
No, I haven't. And my head has not been in that world at all. I haven't felt like running at all. So, this morning I went out and I ran 3 miles. Straight through. Straight up.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
you didn't die.
And I came up with a new catchphrase this morning when I got back.
Uh-oh.
You asked, no, I told you this. You said... You decided to run, and I said, yeah, I decided not to be a bitch today. So every morning I'm going to try and wake up and not be a bitch. Get that exercise.
Should I write that on the whiteboard in the kitchen?
No, because I'm going to get a shirt. Wake up and don't be a bitch. Take that forever you want. For me, it means wimping out. But yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody should use that as their theme for the
day.
Yeah,
don't be a bitch.
And everybody, it can mean something different for everybody, yeah. Man.
Yep. For me, it was, Rogan refers to it sometimes as his inner bitch, but it's the same premise. he doesn't say that, but I decided to kind of incorporate that. I'm like, don't be a bitch today.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so it's good. I felt really good, too, all day. I found through my garment. So, you know, I've always...
Did you say you went through your garbage?
Yep. And we need to talk after the podcast off air about what I found. No, I said I went through my Garmin, my running watch, and I have an app on my phone where it all kind of loads to and all that shit. But, you know, I usually try and count my calories throughout the day. And it's kind of ineffective. I use the freaking calculator on my phone, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking through the features on Garmin, and I'm like, yeah, why don't they have something? And they kind of do. They can link to a FitnessPal account, which is another app where they have, like, all this food loaded up. Like,
yeah.
I found everything I ate today in there, even the Subway turkey sub I had for dinner. But you just go in there and find your food or enter it, and it tracks your calories. So now my calories burned, my calories, you know, intake and outtake, I guess is the right way of saying it, are in my Garmin. So
whoa.
I can watch that. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So hopefully I decide more often to not be a bitch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the whole calories burned and running, you know, is a sore subject for me.
Well, it's because you weigh 42 pounds and I burn calories because I weigh a lot more.
We used to avidly run together quite often. And we would, you know, have our watches on and we, you know, we go for a run and we stop and we, you will have always burned like
double usually.
Yeah, just short of double what I have.
You'd be
burned.
Like 400, I'd be like 750.
Distance, the same difference, same speed, same pace.
Well,
and that's so and that used to really disappoint me.
Can I help alleviate your disappointment? Look at you and look at me. Doesn't matter how many calories it app says you burn. Okay. Putting the work in is what makes a difference, and
it
I suck
really
at doing
does.
That, so.
It really does. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway. Speaking of running and stuff, though, too, like a week or so ago, there was the Vienna Marathon, wherever Vienna is. They're known for their sausages.
Yes, they are.
Anyway.
Wieners.
Yeah. Known for.
That you can buy in a can
there have small
at the dollar
wieners.
Store.
Yeah. You can buy Vienna wieners at the dollar store. Good update.
In case someone was looking for them.
Anyway. But the winner, was disqualified because his shoe soles were too thick. They like submitted their race shoes, and then the ones he actually wore were like a centimeter higher or something. So presumably they give him like more bounce.
That's so interesting.
So he got disqualified.
You know what? That never crossed my mind. Like never did it ever, did I ever think that there would have been like running shoes that would not qualify for you to run in, I guess.
Well, run in is a different story. For elite athletes, yes, there are parameters of what is kind of considered a legal shoe or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just never thought about it. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. You always think about, you know, when you say something's legal or illegal when you're coming to the professional athlete world, I always think of, you know, like supplements, right? Or boosters and
doping.
Steroids and doping and that kind of stuff. Never considered that, you know, there were shoes out there that they couldn't wear.
See, fucking Lance Armstrong should have just gotten thicker shoes. Probably would still win, but he'd still be cheating, but they might not have found out. Not the same in biking, cycling?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I wonder if him having all that testicular cancer and whatnot was linked to the fact that he rode a bike.
Or that he took a lot of shit that messed with his...
The
levels.
Too, I'm sure. Right? Like
the
two together had to contribute, right?
Maybe.
And he had like a whole bunch of cancers too, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to like a cancer buffet and just kind of like put one of everything on his plate.
That's kind of what it seemed like there for a while. He was on a stretch.
Yeah. He only picked up one testicular cancer though.
Well, you only need one anyways.
Well, yeah, but still, you know, you think...
I guess if you're going to get a cancer, like, that's like one of the better ones, right?
Testicular cancer is like, you know, like egg roll at a Chinese buffet. You grab a couple of those things. I would think, but I guess not. He's a picky eater. Look at him. He's in shape. He was probably very choosy about which
ones. Sure. Those guys are lean, man.
Yeah.
They probably don't even eat any kind of real food.
They probably eat a ton.
Now, it's probably all like liquid in a bag.
No.
It's all like formulated with the proper amount of calories, starch, carbohydrates, electrolytes, proteins. I can't do that stuff.
I can't even listen to you list those. That was boring as hell for those 10 seconds. Good God.
I read a lot about, you know, athletics and sports and nutrition and things like that. And I'm interested in it, but I, you know what, when it comes down to it at the end of the day for myself, I can loosely follow what I know. I'm like, oh, all right, this is good enough. I can't put in the work to do the math and the numbers when it comes to the food that I eat. So, you know, there's calculations, right? So depending on how much you weigh and, you know, is how much grams of protein you're supposed to take in and how many carbohydrates you're supposed to take in, you know, if you're going to be doing X amount of hours of cardio on any particular day or things like that. I just can't do it.
Well, you should consider MyFitnessPal. And this podcast is brought to you by MyFitnessPal, the one-stop shop for exercise, food intake, nutrient breakdown, beverage intake, and everything. And if you go to MyFitnessPal.com right now / isolation, you will save 0% off of your initial purchase. No, but they have that too. It's funny you say that because the MyFitnessPal thing too, when you hone in on the food you enter, it will break it down by carbs and proteins and sodium and everything like that. So it's pretty interesting.
The nutrition breakdown.
You would never take the time to do that.
I know. I just can't.
But it's interesting. Like that stuff, exactly what you're talking about is in here.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
You just got to, you know, be willing to do it.
Yep.
And I'm just not, like, I can't get down to being that granular. Just like I can't do heart rate training.
We've talked about that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm bringing it up again because it's applicable.
Okay.
Some people.
It's kind of not.
We're talking about numbers. And I think that's really what it is. I can't be bothered with the numbers.
I think you really have to be tuned into your fitness level to know where you're at. I mean, granted, there's heart rate zones.
Right.
But even that's, I think, individual to everybody else. It varies. So, sorry, I was burping.
I mean, there's guidelines.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's guidelines. But I mean, when I was running like 6-7 years ago, I actually had a pretty good idea based on my heart rate of where I was at because I would watch it all the time. But now I couldn't tell you anything.
I never pay attention to anything like that. Like I don't, I know you pay attention. You wear your watch all the time. So
yes. You've
always got your heart rate on there. Every once in a blue moon, if I'm bored, I might hit my heart rate app and take my heart rate on my phone.
Well, maybe you need a new watch.
No, I don't wear a watch.
Hashtag Christmas. You might. Well, you need to get your Fitbit band replaced because that monitors your heart rate, right?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's something if you're ever interested in watching it more often.
It's not the band I need to get fixed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't run and like, I can run, look at my pace, but I don't want to be bothered with checking my heart rate. I don't know why.
Well, it gives me anxiety sometimes, so that's why I try and stay away from it. Because I'll look at it and be like, woo.
A lot of things give you anxiety.
Everything gives me anxiety. I'm a hot mess. A hot fucking mess, man. Maybe we should make this a Zen, make it more spiritual and meditative. Let's go back to that. Maybe for the rest of the podcast, we will.
No. No, we won't. I can't.
You have to work with me on this.
I can't.
Be my partner, not my podcast partner, my life partner, my spiritual partner. Be one with me, mind, body, and spirit. Ken Jennings is going to be back as a host of Jeopardy. How exciting is that? From the beginning.
Like for real? Like he's the new replacement?
I'm not making this up. He and that Mayim Bialik are going to be doing... Remember when they came out with the announcement saying that Mike Richards guy was going to do it, and then he all of a sudden found out that he, like, Me Too'd people or whatever the hell he was doing?
Yeah, something from 200 years ago in a previous life, he made a comment, and then he felt he needed to resign.
Okay, ready? He was going to be doing the regular weekly show, and Mayim Bialik was going to do, like, the weekend, the special shows, whatever like
right.
that. Right. So it's the same setup until the end of the year... with Ken Jennings instead, and I don't know what happens at the end of the year. But I'm excited.
So Ken Jennings is the temporary
host.
Replacement.
Yeah, they're not going to be switching around from host to host, right?
Right.
Which is great, because I thought he was so good. Like, he was the first one they had after Alex Trebek.
Yeah, you were sure he was going to be the guy.
And it turned out I was right.
Well, at least for now.
Well, I made up those stories about Mike Richards just so Ken Jennings could get the gig.
That would be weird.
Well, I liked it that much. So there.
That's kind of weird.
He's back. I'm excited.
I can see this.
Hmm.
It's a little weird that you get that excited about Jeopardy.
Well, it's a fun show. I enjoy watching it. It's on right now.
And you're not watching it.
I know.
And we don't have DVR, so you can't even DVR it.
I can probably watch it on like some streaming thing
cheap.
Tomorrow if I really wanted to, Hulu.
But maybe. Anyway. Maybe not.
Go winging it, huh? Oh, you're killing me.
Why am I killing you?
I don't know. What do you got to talk about this week?
I thought we were talking about stuff.
Well, what's next?
I don't know.
It would be very helpful if you did know. I can't just guess and make assumptions based off of your eye movement.
My eye movement?
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's time for this thing.
Facebook Marketplace.
So now you're on the spot.
Oh, boy.
Anytime you're stalling, you're just going to play the bumper music.
You're just going to play
pressure. I'm under pressure. I can't take it. All right. So.
Marketplace update. Lady, what do you got? What you got? What you got?
So, this week on Carol's Facebook Marketplace post of the week.
I told you we wanted to go back to that.
This week, we're going to play along with the spirit of things. It is September and it's fall.
It is.
Autumn.
Hashtag pumpkin spice.
Oh,
the leaves crunching under your feet. Just picture yourself on a nice walk
breeze.
In the woods. Maybe a couple of snowflakes start coming down.
Maybe.
But it's still partly sunny. Maybe you have to walk
over.
The
leaves are falling.
Yeah, and you have to walk over a fallen tree and you have to be careful not to slip. And then you turn around and you help your partner over the same fallen tree because you are one with the forest now. You're a chipmunk.
Who are you?
You're a squirrel.
And what is coming very soon?
Winter is coming.
No.
Ah, I thought you were going to go into a good Game of Thrones reference.
Too far.
I've gone too far in the theme of my life.
Second best holiday of the year, Halloween. All Halloween.
The ween of Hallows.
The weenies
of Hallows. We were talking
about
Vienna sausages earlier.
See?
Do you think they do Halloween just on a smaller scale in Vienna?
Stop trying to go on a tangent. We haven't even gotten to my Facebook Marketplace post.
No, because we started getting really zen. It was fun.
Anyways, so to go along with our Halloween theme, because it's going to be here before you know it, you may need to get some new hand soap.
New hand soap? Just me or
just new
somebody?
Hand soap. Anyone in general.
Okay.
If you need some new hand soap and it's going to be Halloween, you might as well get this set of four, creepy and fun. They are fingers.
They look like fingers?
They are very creepy. Look like little white Caucasian digits. That's it. That's it.
Somebody making these?
They are lifelike finger-shaped soaps. You get four of them per set. You get the pointer finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the pinky. No thumb because the thumb's not a finger. It's a thumb.
It's a digit.
Mm-hmm. It's 100% all natural glycerin soap. It's scented in, yep, you guessed it, pumpkin spice.
Ugh. Disgusting.
They are made to order, though. So you might have to give them a little, prep time because they,
Is this somebody local making these?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. So they're the size of woman's fingers. So they might not be as big as a man's. And they're made from a mold. So
great.
Made from a mold from this person's actual fingers.
I see. So
so you're getting some lady's actual fingers.
That adds a little personal touch to it. I like it.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, but hey, give them a shot. If you want some pumpkin spice finger soaps for Halloween, you can get them for a whopping $8.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
of course,
why
there is shipping.
That's $2 a finger.
So that's $3.75 additional for shipping,
which
really isn't bad when you're getting four fingers.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Just saying.
Not many people like four fingers. No thumbs.
Why you got to be... I was going to say racist against the thumb.
Yeah,
but
it's not racist.
You're
the one that pointed out they were Caucasian fingers.
They were
who's being racist?
Caucasian fingers, which, I wonder, can I, special order other ones?
Sure.
So you can get them, slightly tan if you're, Hispanic.
Should you stop now? The answer is yes. Good God.
What?
Good God. It's funny, this morning I was thinking, I was drying off after a shower.
That is funny.
It is. It's gross. That, I don't know why it popped in my head, like how you go about drying off is total muscle memory. You do it the same way, every time. And I thought, how difficult would it be to change that up and to consciously use your left hand when you normally use your right hand when you're drying off and go in a reversed order or something like that. And I thought about it. I don't know if I said this on here before. It's an idea I had before that would really screw you up and make you change behaviors is move like a half dozen apps on your phone to like different screens or in different orders. Because you're so used to going to the same spot on your phone to hit a certain app.
Yes.
It's the same as like trying to brush your teeth with your left hand.
Oh, that's impossible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the same type of effect. Like it's making your brain think like, I really got to focus on this. I don't know
maybe
why
that's a good
you would
thing.
Do that, but it's not a bad idea, maybe.
You're right. You should give it a shot. Let us know how it goes.
Maybe I will.
Maybe that's like a new way to like ward off
dementia. Right. It's a great idea.
Brain exercises.
Ooh.
Ooh. Maybe we should do more of those.
Let's all picture our brain. It's just a happy place. It's warm. It's cozy.
Mushy.
Yeah, it's got a little moisture to it. And let's...
It's a little gray.
Yeah, let's think of our brain as a... Not a gray lump, but as a colorful rainbow full of life, full of well-being, full of your mental acuity and health.
Are we gay?
Jesus Christ. What are we going to call this one? Blacks and gays? You're just... My God. Holy hell. Yeah. Yeah. So
I can't. I'm going to.
Yeah.
You're going to make me pee before we're call, done here today.
episode, whatever number this is, the Bee Gees. We'll do it.
Bee Gees?
The Blacks and Gays.
Oh, my God.
You're the one that brought them up. You were the one that brought them up.
Yeah, but you make it like it's a bad thing.
Anyway, speaking of Halloween, did you see, there's some company, I can't remember what it is, some like research company that is willing to pay people $1,300 to watch 13 horror movies in October.
And yeah, how do you get selected for that?
I don't know. I thought about
I feel like there'd be the millions of people willing to do that.
Maybe, and they probably just select people.
Why
but
I want to be one of those people?
I like that idea. And you know what they what part of this research is? It's
What's
not
that?
Like, is the movie good or any of that stuff like that. The participants will be wearing Fitbits or something that monitors your heart rate during their times watching the movie. And that data will be collected to see kind of what...
So what, they can pick out like psychopaths and sociopaths and weird people that way?
Well, no, I think more from the movie perspective of knowing what gets you a bigger bang for your buck. You know, is it a jump scare? Is it something more psychological as a thriller? Is it, you know, a slow moving whatever? Is it torture? Is it blood and guts? Whatever. They're going to gauge that based off of people's heart rates while they watch these 13 specific movies. And you being a data geek like me, not quite to the extent, but a numbers person, should appreciate that. I would love to do that, by the way.
Be a participant
yes.
or be an analyst?
Both. I wouldn't want to be an analyst necessarily, but I would like to participate in that. Maybe I'll look into it.
Well, did you sign up?
I did not. That's why I said maybe I'll look into it.
Well, what's holding you back?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Right, but when you saw it, you could have done it like right there and then.
But I didn't. That goes back to that saying I told you about this morning.
I was just going to say, it goes back to what you were telling
yeah.
me this morning when you were going to postpone putting out the garbage. Actually,
yes.
It was yesterday morning then.
It was yesterday. I can't remember who said that, but God damn it, I was trying to find it. But basically, the thing is, if you have something to do and it'll take you 10 minutes or less, just do it. Don't put it off. Don't, you know, say, I'll do it in a few minutes, anything like that. Just get it out of the way and do it. Apparently, it makes you more productive, and you get more things done. Because how many times do you think of stuff? The perfect example, was it the garbage or the recyclables?
It was
Doesn't
the
matter.
Garbage.
Putting it in there was filled. I said, I'll do that later. And I said, no. What am I doing right now? Nothing. I can literally just take it out now. So it did.
And there you go. And it was done.
It's changed my life, apparently, because this morning I decided not to be a bitch. 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
Of epiphanies.
Mornings are improving for you, apparently.
Let's talk about the importance of a morning and how vital it is to starting your day off right. The sunshine, the coffee. So good.
The coffee.
Water is a very important
part.
Get yourself hydrated. Just stand in a window with your coffee and watch the sunrise. Smell the dew evaporating as the sun heats it. And melt it away into the sky. Observe a flower. Observe a bird. getting the worm. It's the earliest bird. That's the bird you're watching. Be the earliest bird. Get the worm. Take out the garbage.
Watch the feral cat attack the bird getting the worm.
And watch that cat actually has worms. So you don't want it near your other cats. All right, what else you got?
My God, I almost fell asleep. I don't know. You must stop this.
Moments of Zen are just contagious in this episode.
This is terrible.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the most well-received episode we've done yet. People will write in and be like, hey, can you do more of that stuff where you aren't loud and obnoxious? I suppose.
No, I'm sorry.
This
loud
is the real us.
Is kind of our thing.
I wish the meditation Zen part wasn't an act. It'd be more like that maybe, but it's not.
No. But you know what? Speaking of Zen-like, my earbuds recently totally took a poop.
They're in like a dirt grave now. Yeah.
Yeah. Dead. It was a slow process because at first, I just couldn't adjust the volume.
Yeah.
So like they still connected. I could still listen on them, but I could like the button just didn't really work. And then it just totally took a poop and it wouldn't turn on and they wouldn't charge. So they got chucked in the garbage. But until I finally broke down and got another pair and ordered a new pair. Thank you, Amazon. I was running naked.
Naked running.
Naked running.
A little NR, which is...
Yep, and for those of you that don't know, running naked refers to running without any sort of electronics. So you're not listening to music, you don't have electronic devices, things like that. You're just out there enjoying the run.
Right.
Yes. Which is... I find I should probably do that more often. Because I find I have better quality runs.
Really?
That way. I think I am more zoned into running when I do that as opposed to when I have the music on or listen to a podcast. I feel like my mind wanders more then, but when I'm not listening to it, especially if you morning run or dusk run, that's really nice. It's nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went through a phase of naked running, like on long runs even too. That's was unusual for me, but it does like you,
yeah, I did 8 miles this past weekend
you
naked.
Get, ooh, banning. No. I was going to do the wrong song. I was going to do the Puff Daddy version of Cashmere from the first Godzilla movie in the 1992 or whatever it was. I meant to do 8 Mile, but I didn't. You know, I didn't. But anyway, yeah.
Which, by the way, is one of the iconic running songs, really.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, like, best movies. I was going to have to stop.
Oh,
you
no,
that.
No. That's good song's got to be on, like,
yeah,
you know, every
it's
workout
a good song.
And
it's a good song
playlist.
For running, for sure.
Yes.
But I think you get to a certain mindset and point in your running where you're very comfortable running. You've trained a lot. You know, it's not like, I don't think most people could do that from the start. I think you get to a point where you're like, oh, let me try this. And usually it involves having earphones in without them being on for a while. Just in case.
Just in case
you need
it.
Yeah,
you're
like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I need something.
Yeah.
But,
I used to do that quite often now that I think
about
it.
Yeah, right. We used to. I mean, it's there if you need it. And it's kind of when you start dragging or if you're feeling a little bit kind of burned, you put music on and it helps distract you from the suck.
From the, the suck. Gotta embrace the suck.
Yeah.
Speaking
not
of
a good
suck,
guys.
My open water swim was canceled this week.
But what is that's a good suck you said?
No, I said speaking of suck. So that means the inevitable, which was coming anyways because there's only one more week of our open water swim club, is back to the pool.
Say back to the pool. You weren't able to really use the pool for like a year, so maybe you'll find it refreshing.
No, I was still using it. And that weaning time after COVID when it had all the restrictions, you know, you had to wear a mask until you got into the pool. You had to make reservations, only
snorkel
one person
mask.
Per lane and all that kind of stuff. But,
yeah.
I mean, it was, I'm not going to lie. It was nice swimming in clean water. I haven't swam in the pool since June, I think. I think it was June. Been swimming in good old Lake Erie since then. So clean water was nice. But I got to be honest, that whole endless laps of back and forth weren't cool. And you know what else? And nobody else other than people that actually swim are going to get this. Man, please, if you go to a pool, do not wear perfume, cologne, a whole ton of hair product or anything like that, because there is nothing worse than swimming and all of a sudden it's almost like you can taste it in the water. Ugh. You can smell it. It's gross. There was a lady in the lane next to me.
So glow.
And even after she left and got out of the pool and stopped swimming, it was still lingering in the water in my lane and it was horrible. I wanted to puke because I could taste it every lap.
Just pretend that you're a lotion floating on the pool. You smell good. You were once very useful.
And now you just make people want to throw up.
Now your time is up. Die by the chlorine, bitch. Yeah.
But the only good part about having to swim back at the Y, because that's where I like to go to the gym, is that I hit the weights again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Except that then reminds me that I need to go to the doctor and get my shoulder fixed.
Yeah, you and me both.
Not fixed, but looked at.
We got shoulder issues.
Mm-hmm.
Not cool.
Yeah, it happens when you get old. I can't really complain, though, because I really, in all of the years, have not had any major injuries.
Congratulations.
That have sidelined me.
Congrats.
Thank you. Ugh. What? Don't no, say but, it with your sarcasm.
You know, the Y's opening up sore, like movie theaters again slowly. And there's an announcement
Broadway's
today.
Open.
What?
Broadway's open now.
Yeah, cool. that AMC... No, at the start of the year, is going to allow you to buy tickets via cryptocurrency.
What?
Oh, yeah. Dude, what is it? Fucking, not Brazil. What's another country down there?
You're asking the wrong girl.
Venezuela, something. I don't know. One of those countries just made Bitcoin like their national currency.
What?
Yeah, they made a huge investment in Bitcoin. It's crazy. It's bonkers. But that's not what I'm talking about. But you can buy tickets via... Bitcoin, what's the other one? Erythium and something else, but unfortunately not Dogecoin. Not yet.
Dogecoin.
Not
yet.
Yeah.
You haven't talked about your Doge in late.
There's not much to talk about. No. I mean, it always hovers, like my investment in it, right, which was, what I say, it's like $100 or something, and I have like 1,980 of the Dogecoins, which I hope they hit like, you know, $1,000 and I'll be sitting on a ton of money, but right now that's not the case. They just hover between like overall value of like 500 and like 580, and it fluctuates like a couple times a week. So at one point, if you remember, it was like $1,100.
Yeah.
Like earlier, was it earlier this year?
Yeah, a lot of people dumped what they had initially bought.
So yeah, a lot of people made a lot of money off of that by dumping it early. But nevertheless, I still have it.
It's a long-term game, man. It's a long-term game.
It's a long game. It's a long ball.
It's going to happen. We're going to become rich. Off of Doge.
Picture yourself standing on a road and you can see miles and miles and miles. That's the long road.
Where's
thinking
road
of getting to the
us?
Very end of it right now seems impossible. But if you just put one foot in front of the other, slowly but surely you'll get there. And that's Dogecoin for us.
I'll say that sounds like a marathon to me.
Yeah, same. Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, it's pretty cool that stuff like that you can buy using crypto.
I still don't understand the whole crypto thing. I'll be honest.
You don't have to. I don't either. Have you seen all this Nicki Minaj shit?
Well, I saw that she said something about, I don't know, the COVID, the vaccines, about something.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job summing it up.
But I'm sorry. When I see Nicki Minaj, my eyes instantly glare over and glance to the next article.
Well, how about if you see Nicki Minaj and Tucker Carlson agreeing on something? How crazy is it? So anyway, real quick, she went on Twitter and said something about either her cousin's brother or her brother's cousin or somebody.
Cousin's brothers.
Somebody that lives in Trinidad, not even in here.
In Trinidad.
Of Trinidad and Tobago fame. Got vaccinated.
They got stuck.
They got the jab. And I think she said they became
Sterile.
Impotent. Is it impotent or their testicles swelled up or something? Like all this nonsense.
Well, I was going to say, now that you said that, it's coming back.
No, now that I talk about balls, you remember it.
No, the headline did say impotent. Okay. And that's probably why I then carried on. Yeah. I'm like, that's so ridiculous.
So she posts all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. But she's basically advocating for, you know, it should be a choice. Don't mandate this. You know, if you want to do it, do it. I'm summing up her many tweets and.
Can you say it in Nicki Minaj voice?
What?
Can you say it in Nicki Minaj voice?
No, I don't even know how she sounds. but I mean, she like alluded it to like people drinking Kool-Aid in Jonestown with Jim Jones and shit. Like it's really funny, but Tucker Carlson on his show mentioned it and it was like basically summed it up as well. She retweeted the Tucker Carlson piece basically being like, you know, this guy gets it kind of stuff. And I'm like, what kind of fucking world am I living in where Tucker Carlson and Nicki Minaj are on the same page with things? I mean, those are the last two people I would ever imagine, but it's really funny. She said she got invited to the White House and the White House says, no, we never invited her. And we'd like to have a phone call with her now. I mean, it's just so surreal. This whole world is so fucking weird right now.
No, yeah. I am of the camp
that
entertainers should do just that.
But that's not the world anymore. I agree.
They shouldn't use their fame as a platform for politics and all that kind of stuff.
One of my favorite performers in the Dave Matthews Band, who was probably equally as polarizing as COVID. A lot of people don't like them. He talks politics and he doesn't like, not in your face, but he'll mention it in a way. And I'm like, oh, come on, dude, just fucking play. But that's not the world we live in anymore. Like with social media and everything else like that, everybody has a platform. Everybody. And, you know, somebody like Nicki Minaj, who has whatever, 40 million followers or something ridiculous, probably.
Right.
You know, there's no more just sing. You know, that was back when we were younger. One of the first ones to fall victim to that were the Dixie Chicks, remember?
Yeah.
They spoke out about, it must have been Bush, I'm assuming that
at
the time.
Yes, it was at the time.
And people were like boycotting their concerts, not buying their albums.
Yeah.
And but that's not the world anymore. It's very normalized for everybody to have an opinion,
right.
Especially celebrities.
But I don't have to like it. I don't have to listen to it.
And if you want to be a keyboard warrior and go argue with somebody on there, go for it. But there's no point.
No.
I mean,
mm-mm.
The world is fucked.
That's what your thumb is for. Just keep flipping.
Yeah, well, if you're buying those stupid soaps, you don't have a thumb. So there. Not even a black thumb.
Are you making reference to my ability to not raise plants?
No. Two thumbs, Bargetti. Yeah. I don't know. It's been weird. It's been a weird year and a half, almost two.
Two, almost.
A year and a half.
I don't know.
Well,
it's all
December's
weird.
When China invented the virus, and then, no, I'm kidding.
They did, and then they released it so it would wreak havoc.
I suppose we should wrap up. But did you know that The Guardian, the very famous British newspaper?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, or the Cleveland Guardians is a new name for the Cleveland Indians.
Hmm.
Yeah. They came out with something that's should be more controversial than it probably will be. They announced their sexiest man alive. No, I'm sorry, sexiest man of the year. Whatever. Any guesses? It's a British newspaper.
It's a British news. I don't know.
Yeah. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yeah. The little short Keebler elf, fuzzy voiced guy. Yeah. He is the sexiest man of the year for The Guardian. Would you bang Anthony Fauci?
No. No. Not even if I was his age.
No?
No.
He's probably shorter than you.
Maybe. I don't, like, I'm seriously, I'm not getting it.
I don't either. It's just weird. It was just funny.
Like, I want to ask, who were the judges on this panel that made this choice?
The Golden Girls, the state of
I was
Florida.
Say, this guy had to be the
where your brother's
girls.
Moving. He'll fit right in.
Oh, what was the mother's name?
Blanche?
No.
Maud?
No, Blanche
Rose?
was the...
Cicely? Cecilia?
The one who was just... Yeah, the old lady that always used to say, picture it. Cicely.
Yeah.
1928.
Her and Fauci would bang like fucking
right?
Teenagers. Are you kidding me? I don't know her name, though.
Back in Sicily.
What was her name?
I don't know. There was Blanche.
People right now are
Rose
listening to this yelling at us because we can't figure out and remember the freaking name of the
two
Golden
of the
Girls.
Four of them.
You have to remember. Nothing?
I got nothing. I got to two of them. That's what I got. I got Blanche and Rose.
Ah. Sophia.
Sophia, of course. There it is. And what was the fourth one?
Fuck you. I just closed it. I found the one we were looking for and I ended it. The window's closed. Jesus. Ask me that. I was on a mission.
Oh, boy. And on that note, we
are done. We
should probably wrap it up.
So everybody remember, just be kind, be peaceful.
Love each other.
Take deep breaths. Love yourself.
Breathe love in and breathe love out.
And when that doesn't work, fuck shit up.
Boom.
That's the way the world works. I love you.
And remember,
don't be a bitch. Wake up and say, I'm not going to be a bitch today. All right, I love you. Bye.